What's going on, guys? This is Vladimir Salas. Welcome to the Habits Over Feelings show, where we put our feelings to the side and do what we need to do to move forward with our health, fitness, and business. All right, guys, on today's episode, I'm with one of my rock star clients, Marianne, and she's been able to lose 20 pounds in just under 16 weeks while traveling around, while dealing with the craziness of the holiday. So today I get to interview her. Marianne, welcome.
Hello.
All right, so just give a little bit of background, introduce yourself, who you are, how old are you, what do you do for work?
Okay, so I live in Miami and I'm an architect. I spend many, many hours sitting in my computer all week long. So yeah, that's basically my lifestyle. It used to be very slow because, you know, just working every day. So until I decided that I needed to do something different. So that's when I call Gladys, and it's been amazing, this whole process.
So where were you, before we started working together? Where were you in kind of like your fitness or your energy level? Like, where were you at mentally, physically?
Yeah, definitely not being happy with my lifestyle. I felt like, you know, so heavy, and not just like physically, you know, it was like heavy mentally, emotionally. So creating this, I don't know, how do you call the
structure?
Yeah, or like, you know, like this discipline, you know, like focusing on yourself and just kind of like Blaise always says, be there for you. So it's been like a growth, you know, not just, you know, the physical changes, but also, you know, like emotionally and mentally, you know, I feel much better. I feel happy. I feel strong. I feel confident. You know, I was losing all of that stuff, you know, and then going from 190 pounds to 170, you know, that change is just not a number. And, you know, I mean, I'm really happy to be, you know, doing this program. It's worked. It's done a lot for me.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously the because that's the thing, you know, in order for you to lose, you know, the 20 pounds that you did lose, you had to become another person. Like, you talk about, you know, putting yourself first, and that's what it's all about. Like, that's why, you know, quick fixes don't work in the long term, because, you know, people could get a surgery, people could get on some crazy pills or whatever, but they don't do, you know, the internal work, like putting yourself first, you know, having discipline, sticking to the promises, because in the long run, that's what's going to build the confidence. And, you know, I could just see it in your face and the way you're carrying yourself. Like, you're like, yes, I'm her. I'm doing this shit.
Yeah, no, I'm becoming the person I wanted to be. I didn't know exactly who was this bad person, but I'm feeling so much better with myself. You know, this has been great. And at the beginning, I was a little, you know, well, I had some complications in my life, but I was like, well, you know, I'll do this. But as you know, as soon as I started like doing it more and more, the more I did it, the more I wanted to keep doing it, you know. So now missing a workout in my week is like, it's not going to happen. It's not negotiable, you know. So I'm so happy, you know, it now I feel, you know, it's part of my life. It's not just something I'm doing, you know, it's like the part of who I am. And I'm traveling right now. So my friend here, she's running as well. So she started a few months ago. So she's so excited about that. And I'm so excited about my workout. So we have been doing, you know, we went to the gym together last Sunday. So it's also something cool to share, you know, and to create that community, you know. And so, I mean, and I'm getting my brother also into the working out, because I know it's going to be good for him. Good Again, mentally, emotionally, more especially than anything else. The other thing is just the consequence of you feeling better and you committed to, to your goals.
100%, and I shared this on our Facebook community earlier this week. Kind of like the mission of the Kettlebell Academy, and like I'm hard on you guys not only because I want to see you guys get results and I want to see you guys win and do all these things and feel great, but also because you guys are responsible for the people in your circle and your loved ones and all like that. So I want you guys to be moving so well with exercise and technique that you could even teach your loved ones, be so on point with your nutrition and how to measure things and what to eat that you could transfer that information to the people around you, because that way then we're starting to see this like compound effect. And I've heard it from all, like from wives to husbands to spouses, family members, that they're getting on board as well, even though they're not, actually part of the program, but it's just the effect of it. So that's awesome, man. That's awesome that you're putting people on notice. Let's get it. Ponte la.
No, and they want to do it too, because when they see you committed, when they see you so happy, I come home, to my brothers, and I'm like, I'm ready for the day, like with full of energy. He's like, okay, I want what she's getting, And I'm like, okay, start working out. So that's he's already started, So I told him, check something, some exercises online, and just start doing it, just start, That's it.
That's awesome that you're an inspiration to them. All right, so with before we gave it a, so you've been part in and out, of the coaching. First, I launched the program, man, maybe 2 or 3, 4 years ago, where it was supposed to be like Zoom calls. You signed up for that, and like, yeah, I think you showed up maybe once.
Yeah, I know, I remember. This is my third time. And I'm like, okay, now I'm doing it, because it's like I try so many times and it's hard. Life happens, works happen, you just get depressed for something little, and you're like, oh, I'm not gonna work out anymore. So this is the, how do you call it? La tercera? No, vencida.
The third is the charm.
Exactly.
And then, the second time we tried was actually when I officially launched the Kettlebell Academy. You were one of
Yes.
the very first ones, and then we gave it a try for a month, 2 months, and life happened in the way, things got in the way. And then the
Yes.
third time, which is this time around, so my question to you is, what changed for you? What changed for you when your mindset, this time around, you're like, oh my God, here we go again. I'm signing up and giving this a try. And what were some of your hesitations that you had?
This third time that I signed up for the program, I was really, really tired. It was like 2 years or more. No, it was like more than 2 years. I've been following you for many years, so that's why I'm like, this works. I seen, the work you put into your clients, and all the things you do. So to be a better coach, a better trainer. So it's like I saw, that I could do it. I was just, I guess throughout these years I was building up my, my confidence to believe that I could do it, So in this third time, it's not that didn't hap nothing happened. It was exactly like the second and the first. Crazy stuff in my life, big changes. But I didn't let this time, I didn't let that. And you were there, giving me, the support. And that's what's also, it's all this about, like trusting and having somebody there that it's, believing in you. And you kind of like, okay, if this person believing in me, I have to believe in myself. So that's what happened. And crazy stuff, back and forth. And I was like, okay, I'm not gonna let this, change what I really want to do. And after I went through all that stuff, these last 6 weeks have been I put more work that in the other 8 weeks, in the past one. So because now it's like, okay, I put everything 100%, or why am I doing this? So I'm definitely committed. The last 6 weeks have been
Locked
really
in, locked
hard.
in.
Locked in, exactly.
Oh,
Yes.
that's awesome. And it's like you took that, you weren't gonna take no for an answer. And here's the thing, when you sign up for anything or when you set up your mind to do something, the universe is gonna test you. It's gonna test you. Let's see if she's for real. Let's see. And then, boom, here's the situation. Boom, here's this. But, we kept going and, I kept reminding you, like, just check the box. Check the box. It doesn't have to be a great workout. It doesn't have to be, track everything. Just check the box, do something, stick to the program. And then little by little, that just started to compound and now you're unfuckable. You're like unfuckable with like nothing's
No,
gonna
I feel so strong. I'm like, yes, I'm coming to the gym, every time I can. I'm so excited now with this new lifestyle. I mean, I think, yes, this is more, me than I was being myself before. So.
Hell yeah. All right. So, what are some of the, I know we talked a lot about this already, but what are some of the results that you got that you're proud of?
Okay, I mean, again, I already mentioned it, like feeling stronger, feeling more confident, knowing that I can count on myself, and that also helping me in my life for people to count on me. The last years have been very rough for many things in my life, many changes, and so I was really losing that. I was losing my confidence. I was eating crap. I was, not sleeping enough. I mean, I was just sedentary. I was just sitting there working, 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 and not really like taking care of myself, basically I'm seeing more of that now, after almost 4 months than in the beginning. At the beginning, it was more like, oh, I don't see any change in my body, but now I'm just like, oh, look, I look thinner, but I see that just after I'm already going to the gym, I'm already doing my stuff, feeling better with the eating, like the how do you call it? Alimentación.
The
¿Cómo sería?
nutrition,
Yeah, my nutrition. So feeling better with, my nutrition, feeling so organized with like prepping my meals, not skipping. I mean, obviously life happens again, but trying to, the other week I went on Monday and then I had stuff to do from that day until Friday, but I said, I still have Saturday and Sunday. Let me, complete my stuff because, I don't want to be like living like stuff without being done now. So yeah, I mean, basically that, like you feel better, you feel stronger, and it shows. It shows because everybody is noticing not only, my physical changes, but they're like, oh, you're shining, you're just so happy. And
you're
I eat a
glowing.
lot. I show them like, you don't have to feel hungry. Look, everything I'm eating, like four eggs, fruit, avocado, toast, and they're like, whoa. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, this keeps me, fuel all day long, energy on the top. So yeah, no, I
Yeah,
mean, it changes in and out, inside and outside,
And you also not being restricted, because you will travel through a city, you have still your the foods you love, like once a week or whatever. Now it's not like Hitler mode, strict
No,
mode.
I eat my empanadas. I eat my last night I had burger for dinner, but it was within my calories because, if I know I'm gonna get out of, the diet or misbehave, I already prepared for that. So I say, okay, I'm gonna try to cut most calories during breakfast and lunch so I can have dinner without any guilt. I mean, I'm within my numbers, so that's all that matters. I'm getting good at that. I'm getting pastelitos, I'm getting a lot of stuff, and I'm still hitting my numbers. So
And
it's fun.
that's what it's all about. As long as you're not going over your calories, as long as you're meeting your protein goal, you're on the way. And that's what I want all of my clients to get to the level of, first, here are these recipes, they'll get you there. But then you start getting that freedom of being flexible, put this in there, game planning, gamifying it, and it works. It works, and that it's gonna be sustainable.
Exactly.
So I wanted to go into the story on how we met.
Oh.
I'll tell it real quick, and then I'll ask you a question. So we were at a party. We were at like an island party at like here in Miami, and we didn't even talk. We didn't even talk. We were just vibing, partying. We were there by the DJ. I think we were close to each other, but I'm assuming because of the, everybody checks out the story of the party, and then I guess through there you kind of found me. What made you like kind of click, with the page and follow the page, and from there on?
I mean, I remember that, yeah, we were dancing with next to each other, and you were with your girlfriend, and we were like, hey, like just, tripping. And for some reason, next day I checked my Instagram, and I was following you guys like on Instagram. So I was like, oh, these are the guys I met yesterday. So when I saw and I noticed him, like, oh, he's a trader, I didn't even know. And he's from Venezuela. So, I feel connected because we're from the same country. But just not just that, it's because, like I said, I'm following you since 2021, and I've seen how you have grown, like I said, with your trainings, with your coaching, with your company. And I saw that, and I'm like, okay, this is a person that I can trust. This is a person that I can, put myself, there and learn from him. So, it's just, some years are following and checking who you are. It's not just, following any person in the internet. Never done this before. I never signed up with any training. I never did a workout. Never went to the gym. And it just happened, So I don't know. I mean, I think it's a pretty cool way to start this. So
100%. No, and that's the, you're local, you're here in Miami, and we met technically in person, but that's the power of social media, that you're able to see and check out someone. Like I had a client that he signed up, and he was from Iceland, and I was like, whoa, like oh my God.
that's awesome. I mean, that's how far you can reach, so that's awesome.
Yeah, and then for my point, that's why it's so important to post constantly and show your true self, show your story, and things like that. All
Yes.
right, so we'll move on. What do you feel is your favorite part of the program for you?
I mean, I think it's a like the whole thing is well rounded, having a specific exercises for what you need or for what you want to do, and then having also like a custom, menu for the week. I think it's yeah, I mean, everything is great about it. And you, I mean, I like your personality, you're fun, you're tough, but at the same time, it's like, I mean, come on, he's there. I mean, that's what I really like, because I have heard people with trainers that is like they only focus on their best ones, And I think, what I like the most is that you believe in anyone. I mean, from the person that's, like lacking or something is, and the person who's doing all the workouts. I mean, I've seen it through the social media, and I think that's the best part of it, I
Yeah.
mean, how complete is the program, the whole thing about it?
Yeah, and my goal is just to feel everybody welcome. everybody welcome. And it's crazy because the range is insane. Like, as of now, these past 30 days, two trainers signed on to the program because they want to learn, more about the kettlebell and the coaching, And then I've also had doctors, and I've also had, people that are 300 pounds. Like, it's just like the range is crazy. And,
Yes.
for me, I want to be able to help all of them. And I could help the trainer get fucking, crazy strong, or I could help someone that's just trying to get their first workout for the very first time. You were
Exactly.
kind of like in the middle, and now you're a leader. Now you're doing the work, you're posting on IG. Hell yeah, I see
Yes.
you.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, every time I go to the gym, I'm gonna post it because, I want to also be, showing people that, not just like, oh, look, I'm in the gym, it's just like you can do it too, So kind of like, and a lot of people, again, my friends, friends that work out, like, oh, from always, and people who are starting too. I mean, they ask me like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh my God, I have an amazing trainer, so we start sharing, what everybody's doing. So it does help, it does help showing up and people seeing, oh, this person is being so constant. I mean, they're serious about it, So yeah, I mean that's part of the whole thing, I really having fun with this whole thing. I mean,
Oh yeah, no, it's great. It's great because at first it's like it's only you. You're it's what's that called? It's the total delayed gratification. At first you're just grinding on your own. You feel lonely. Maybe your friends are doing this and all and that, and you're like opting out to not do stuff or go out or drink so much, and then you're just grinding, and then obviously I'm there with you, but then slowly other people start noticing, and then boom boom, and now like you're like whoa, and like yeah, oh my God, yeah, this did not happen overnight. This
exactly.
started 4 months ago, and it's the work. It's the work that they don't see that you do every single day, checking the box. And then now that it's just flourishing. So, it's for anybody hearing is you just have to keep going. You just have to keep going and just go off habits. Go out of habits. Don't get discouraged if you're not seeing the results you're wanting to see. Just keep going with the habits. You just gotta give it time and it will work. All right. So last question for you. What would you say to someone that is like on the fence, maybe on your situation, maybe tried like two programs before and didn't have success? What would you say to someone that's on the fence and thinking about joining?
Well, I will tell them my story again, and I'm like, you can fail many times, but just keep going, just keep doing it, and there's a reason why you tried before. So look within you and look exactly what are you looking for, because sometimes you think it's just because you're getting, way overweight, and it's maybe something inside you that's telling you need this for yourself. So that's what I would tell them.
Yeah, don't ignore those signals. Don't ignore that thing that's inside you telling you, you could do more or you're not living to your standards. Like, go after it. Hell yeah.
Exactly.
All right, we'll put a stamp there. Thank you so much for joining me. Until the next one. Peace.
Hey, thank you for tuning in. I really hope this episode provided value for you. If you want to learn how to lose your next 20 to 30 plus pounds in the next 90 days, build strength, build muscle using kettlebells, and most importantly, fix your relationship with food, I want you to DM me the word transform on Instagram at kettlebellweightlosscoach for more info on one-on-one online coaching. So if you're ready to make a change and want to learn more about working directly with me, send me a message with the word transform on Instagram and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help.